It's, oh, and the comedian, it's fantastic. I've just got to tell this again, because it was wonderful, okay? so it gets through to the tiebreaker, the two couples are at the end, it's from like about 1979, and they're dressed like it, do you know what I mean? These are just like, people are, oh, they're amazing. They make you look, oh, no, they're still better than you. And that goes, okay, both pairs, fingers on the buzzers. Goes, right, Ted gets the envelope and goes, right, okay, fingers on the buzzers? Yeah, ready. German composer, but British born. He looks around. No, no one knows. So he goes, most famous for his Messiah. No. Right, third clue, what is his handle? Right? One woman goes, bzzzt. She goes, oh, we did this at school. He goes, we are nearly there. She goes, oh God, it was Handel's Water Music. He went, so what's the composer's name? She went, Chopin. He went, I'm gonna have to throw it across. Buzzes in, this bloke goes, is it Beethoven? Oh, oh, isn't that fantastic? Oh.
Why? Oh. I mean, you've mentioned to me 3-2-1 in the past.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They deliberately got on the worst contestants ever.
Well, no, they just weren't right. Have you seen the clues, though? I am a car and not a bin. Or am I? Holiday Inn. And we reject that one. Well, it says we are a car, but if you reverse car and change some of the letters, it's bin. Ad luck. Tough shit, you lost. Sorry.
Well, but see, why is it we don't go on those shows and clean up?
I know.
Because Catchphrase is the other one.
What, getting a job as a caretaker?
Catchphrase,
what?
You'll see a cloud with a silver lining, and they'll say up the garden path.
No, it's not, it's a good answer.
It's a good answer, but it's not quite right. I wish I could give you the money out of my own pocket, but I can't.
Oh, they're fantastic. There was another one, right, when he was asking them questions, they're paying for pounds, and they get, like, a maximum of 10 questions, and that multiplies. So he, it was, okay, let's have a go, we're looking for, words in the English language beginning with I-N. So, he goes, we'll start with that one, industrial, bang, back and forth. He goes, Asian country. Right, this bloke went, Iran. he went, no. He said, I was confused about that one. It is, in fact, in the Middle East. Forgetting the fact that it started with IR. And he came back about 10 minutes later and went, oh, of course, and also, it doesn't start with I, and so the floor might have been Ted, you thick look. what do you mean? What do you mean, sympathising with him?
Oh. Gervais, what's your favourite, It'll Be Alright on the Night clip? From, I'm talking about all sort of 58 shows that they must have done.
No, that is difficult.
See, I'm wondering if it is that one, with Mr. Chips from Catchphrase tossing off. Have you seen it? Yeah, it's great, because it's just an error, and it makes it look as though he's tossing off.
Oh,
but he's not. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the catchphrase is. 01715.
Mr. Chips is coming to dinner. So yeah. Another bit of him doing his stand up in America. Oh God, it's so nauseating. He's got another series apparently. Does anyone like Lenny Henry? Oh, well, obviously, it's a massive star. Does anyone listening to this show
really like Lenny Henry?
Yeah, yeah. Or is there anyone that annoys me more than Lenny Henry? I should answer that one, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Do I win a prize?
I think what you want to do there is you want to sort of, you want to speak correctly. It's another simple thing, Gervais, which will help you out in your radio career.
Oh no, I'm a swerve driver, that's 3:41, I've got to pick one, 7 minutes the news.
Gervais, whoa, before you move on, can I just tell you, because you know we talked about celebrities and going to school with celebrities and things.
Yeah.
I have a very famous second cousin.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who it is in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've got the best joke in the world.
Have you?
I should have been trailing that. That'd have kept them on their tender hooks. Why are they sitting on tender hooks?
So we've got
what are tender hooks?
I think it's tenter hooks. I don't know what they are, but I don't think it's
okay. 0171. Who annoys me more than Lenny Henry? No one. You've won that one. So don't bother phoning
him. But who annoys you, the listener, more than Lenny Henry?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Clever.
Because then it's thrown it to them, and it's their opinion.
Oh! Simple thing.
Excellent.
Oh, once, I noticed again, you didn't bother to give the whole phone number.
What did I
say?
You actually just said 0171. It used to be, as I recall, 0171 5 8 hours, which is about half of it, but no, just 0171 now.
Oh.
Gervais, you know last week we started a competition where people had to send in photographs or pictures or anything.
Oh yeah.
I would show them to you indiscriminately during the show and see if you would laugh.
Yeah.
Got the first one here.
Yeah.
From Michael in Crouch End.
Yeah.
All right.
You liar, that wasn't it.
Well, it could have been.
You did that.
I did that myself. But that's the idea.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Facts are, can I just say facts?
Oh God.
Facts. I'll admit, I drew that one.
Right.
Wait a minute.
And I could never, not only could I not tell them what that was, I could never explain it well enough.
No. There's nothing you could do to explain that picture.
No.
Suffice to say, if you've got a picture that you think can make Gervais laugh, and we will hopefully give a prize to somebody somewhere during the show.
There's specifics like that that make this show sort of like, you know what I mean?
The vague promise that there might be a prize.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you have a picture that you think can make Gervais laugh, 0171 580. Shut up, I'm trying to give the number here. 0171 580.
That's enough.
1234.
That's the fax number.
Yeah, exactly. How are they going to phone in a drawing? It's simple things, Gervais, that let you down.
Next up. So I'm there, with runny eyes, I'm tired, I'm a little bit drunk, I'm in a white tracksuit with shades on, I had turned into Jimmy
Savile. You've just become Jimmy.
Yeah, and I saw these kids looking at me thinking, oh, bless him. They're going, you're all right, Harry, where's the toilet? He's done it. No, dear Jimmy, I am 4 years old and I have a terminal illness. Can you fix it for me to live a long and healthy life? Well, no, but we have arranged it for you to do a duet with Mr. Shaking Stevens.
Hooray!
Hooray! I feel sick. This old house, do it, you little I feel sick, mummy, it's the treatment. Anyway.
What's behind the green door? A cure? No.
No. He's for comas. He's not for terminal illness. He gets people out of comas, doesn't he, Shaking Stevens?
Does he?
He does. He apparently, loads of kids in the 80s, they're all on there, all these people going, oh yeah, and she was in a coma, and we played Shaking Stevens 24 hours a day, and she, I'd come out of it if someone like, turn that shit off. You know what I mean? Who would you least like to visit you if you're in a coma?
Oh, crumbs.
Imagine it, right? You're in a coma, yeah? You're in a catatonic, you've got all your senses. You've got all your senses except sight. You can't do a thing, right? And you've got someone there to come and visit you. You're helpless. You can't move.
Just sort of lying
you can't
on
say anything.
Helpless.
But you can feel that. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to visit me. Jason Donovan.
No, I wouldn't want Jason.
So it's not, I don't like his voice.
No.
Or Philip Schofield, don't like his singing voice.
Andy Peters.
I haven't heard him sing.
No, but I wouldn't want him round. I wouldn't want him round.
Really? Why?
No, I don't know, it's just something about him. Something about him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want him there.
Anyway, we've got some Skunk and Nancy coming up.
Larry Grayson's welcome.
So, and I'll tell you what else, it's Village People.
Oh,
I love them.
Bring the four of them round.
YMCA, four of them. What one do you want to leave out? There was five of them.
No, there wasn't.
There was five of them.
There was four.
There were five Village People.
Everyone knows there's four Village People.
Really?
All right, wait a minute. So there's a fire. No, hang on. There's a road cop.
Yeah.
There's a Red Indian, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
There's a construction worker. And there's something else. There's something, a chef? No, a candle.
A chef!
A candlestick maker.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
A tailor.
A tailor.
At the back with those little half moon glasses. YMCA. Do a little bit of sewing.
Who was it? Hang on, wait a minute. There was a fire chief.
What are you on about?
Is
there a fire chief?
No, there wasn't a fire chief. There was a police.
Oh, yeah.
Play the record.
The black guy was a road cop, a traffic cop.
There was a policeman.
There was a Red Indian, obviously.
Obviously.
Native American.
Yeah, there's a construction worker.
Yeah, the moustache. Cowboy.
Was there?
Yeah, of course there was a cowboy.
Was there?
Yeah.
Well, who was the fifth one then?
I don't know if there was. I might have made that up. Maybe I just dreamt of one. I thought of maybe a bloke dressed up as Judy Garland. Steve singing along there to Baby Bird, which is ironic because when you sing, you're putting your head back and your mouth open, you look like a baby bird.
Do I?
Yeah, because the long neck and that sort of goiter thing you've got look like a sort of like a fledgling pelican.
And the worms, of course, hanging from my
head. Yeah, but it's ironic as well because you're like a Lizoidian as well.
Is that a real word? Because you're a Lizoidian? Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
You don't! Because I sometimes forget that they're not real words.
You sometimes forget that your language comes from the voices inside your head.
No, listen.
I use my own language. They tell me what to say and I say it.
Yeah, no, listen. You're sort of like a little bird-like Lizoidian thing, right? Which is like the Archaeopteryx. Like the link between the sort of lizard man going flight.
Oh, goodness me.
They've kicked in again. They've kicked in early.
Oh.
They're not meant to start for about an hour.
What, the voices?
No, the tablets.
Right.
Go on.
The argument was, what should people put on their cassette tape compilation inlay card?
It's illegal.
They're not allowed to do.
It's illegal.
I agree they're not allowed to do that.
Right.
But I was offered, you'd asked me to tell them what they should put down, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the track we played was recorded by R.E.M.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Not Cleek. So
no,
don't write Cleek down.
No, write R.E.M. down.
Exactly.
How are you spelling that?
That's correct.
How are you spelling that?
That's capital R, capital E, capital M.
Right.
Right? And you want to put down the name of the track as recorded by R.E.M.
Yeah.
They've called it Superwoman, right? I don't care if it's really called Superman in the world of the Clique.
Oh, no, I'll stop you there.
In the world of the Clique,
you
it might be.
You don't care if it's really, why are you having this argument? You do care, or you wouldn't be arguing.
No.
You do care. No.
No, you're saying I'm wrong.
You are.
I'm not wrong.
It's called Superman.
Only by the Clique is called Superman.
No.
By R.E.M. it's called Superwoman.
No, they can't.
They can do what they want.
Sometimes they call it Superman. Make your mind up, at least.
They call it Superwoman.
Are you sure they're called R.E.M.? Or have they changed that?
They call it Superwoman, you tosser!
How are you spelling that?
That's S-U-P-E-R-W-O-M-A-N. You idiot, you fat imbecile!
It's, Friday night. You'll love this. I went to a party. Got invited to a party, a genuine...
Oh, no, that was an afterthought. You said, I went to a party, then you suddenly went, I got invited to a party.
What?
Did you get invited to it, or did you just go to it?
I got invited to a party. I went to a party.
Okay. Well, which is it?
I was at a party on Friday night.
Okay, right, okay.
And it was people I know. It was up in North London. I live in South. Mm. Not that that's particularly important. And, what I'm saying is I left my...
What you're saying is you weren't where you pay rent.
Exactly.
No.
So I got there, and there were a few people there I didn't really know. And I got introduced to this girl, Christine. Right, yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if anything might have happened. Do you know what I mean? It could've, do you know what I mean? All I'm saying is we were getting on well.
Right.
Things were happening, alright? We were having a chat.
Okay.
All like, hey, Gervais, you're interested already.
Yeah.
Anyway, she wanted a packet of fags, right? And a few other people wanted a little bit of grub or whatever, because it was late night, it's about 1 in the morning.
God, just, when you say she wanted a packet of fags, did she say, oh, I'd love to talk to you all night, but I've got to go and get these cigarettes?
No, go on, sorry, I won't interrupt again. We were going on well,
okay.
And she said, yeah, a packet of fags. So I went over, the guy told me who runs the party, or had the party, he said there's a sort of 24-hour, little sort of 24-hour supermarket thing.
You went for it, did you?
What?
You went for it, did you?
I went on her behalf, right, to the supermarket place. One of those little sort of 24-hour 7-Eleven places.
Yeah, I'll get the picture.
So I go there, and I'm going to buy the fags, and people want a few sausage rolls and all sorts of stuff. So I'm there, and I've got all my stuff, right, and it's quite late, but there's two blokes in the place, and, I don't know where they were. I think they were from Italy, but I can't be certain. But, anyway, they caused a bit of a ruckus, because they were after some ciabattas. They were saying, I want two ciabattas. I want two... Don't worry if that's Italian.
I'd say that was sort of like Kenyan.
Right. Okay, but anyway.
Okay.
Anyways, they were two ciabattas, and they were causing a bit of a rumpus. They were saying, not those, no. How much are they? How much are those a pound? Oh, they weren't talking about pounds. I'm not paying for those. I love those. So anyway, they got their ciabattas.
Turkish, maybe.
They went up to the counter, and, the fellow who was next to me in the queue, he'd put down a jar of coffee. Right, So anyway, the fellow said, ciabattas, the pound for the ciabattas. And there are two of them, they're brothers. And he puts the ciabattas in the carrier bag, and he picks up the coffee as well, secretes that in the bag, right, walks out.
What? Well, the Italian bloke, drinking someone else's coffee.
He stole someone's coffee, right? They're in plain view. So he gets outside, and the shopkeeper says, wait a minute, come back in, mate. Whoa, you picked up this fellow's coffee. What? What are you accusing me of? What are you saying? What are you accusing me of? You say I'm stealing? Well, no,
Definitely Turkish. Probably works in a prison. Yeah.
Stealing? Well, you accusing me of stealing? You accusing me? And the fellow says, well, and he says, look in the bag, ciabattas, where the coffee? I'll be honest with you, he'd hidden it outside. He'd already got rid of it. It was smooth. Right, so anyway, now he's getting a bit violent. Not chabattas. Well, by the chabattas, they're not really nice chabattas. I eat them, they're not nice. You accuse me of stealing coffee or the, he's pushing things off the counter, he's throwing the chabattas everywhere.
Really?
Right? And he's terrible. And
is he smashing plates?
He wasn't smashing plates.
I'm just getting a hint from the accent. Go on, sorry.
Right, yeah. So anyway, he's accusing me. You accuse me. And it looks like it's going to be a fight, Gervais, I'll be honest with you. I'm nervous, right? Because I'm stood next to him in the queue. Yeah. I'm thinking any minute he's going to turn around. What are you looking at, fish monster?
Yeah, they've sent you out because they thought you wouldn't get attacked.
Exactly.
And, you know, how ironic.
So
yeah.
I edge backwards towards the frozen goods section.
Yeah, you're thin against the fridge.
I'll be honest, I was hiding. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a coward.
Really?
So, anyway, the Chapata brothers. they're causing a bit of a rumpus, and it's all going on. So, they decide to call the police, the shopkeepers, right? Well, now the Chapata brothers are nervous, so they go, no, it's all right, don't keep the Chapatas, we're not paying for them, I don't want my money back, it's all right. And so they move towards the door, but a little
fella... Probably spent some time in Delhi as well.
A little fella, he's barricaded the door. He's used some display units, he's barricaded it, right?
Fantastic.
So the Chapata brothers are trying to get out, right? They can't, because he's holding them off, right? They can't get out, they're smashing the place up, really just throwing things on the floor, right? And he's going to me, help me keep the door closed.
He's from Italy as well.
I think he was.
Yeah. Probably you'd be like, go on, yeah.
He's saying, help me keep the door closed. I'm saying, well, I can't, the leg and everything. I can't help out.
No, I can't.
I just got to be over here.
The dialysis machine, if I don't get back, the battery runs out, I've got to, yeah.
So anyway, eventually the Chapati brothers, they actually knock the stuff over and they get out the door and they leg it off down the road.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's terrible commotion, the food and stuff everywhere. The shop guy, the shopkeeper's in tears. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And everybody left, right? And I said, can I just pay for my goods and these fags and go, please? And he went, no, shop closed, we can't serve you. And I went, listen, I've just been stood here. I almost got in a fight. I want to pay for my goods.
Yeah.
And he was in tears. I can't.
He probably is selfish. Wanted to like shut the shop just because he'd been like robbed
physically
and
attacked.
Yeah, and then you'd been waiting there patiently, not helping.
Exactly.
He must have been there for about 10 minutes, not helping.
Yeah,
he should have served you before then, really, fight.
It was crazy. So anyway, I demanded he serve me. Right?
Yeah,
I bought everything.
Was he crying as he served you?
He was. Crying. Yeah. I left the shop, got back to the party.
Yeah,
Christine had gone. Because I got caught up in some bloody dog day afternoon scenario. I missed out on a possible, how's your fag? I missed out on a fag, at least.
Yeah, yeah. And the letdown of her saying face to face, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at least there's like a little bit of hope when you get back and go, there's your Benson's. Ooh, do you want a drink? Yeah, there's a little 7-Eleven just the other side. Go across the road, go the other way. I'll be about 10 minutes, love.
It didn't happen for me.
It will.
A game show, right, that I came up with, okay, and it features me, but I think it could be perhaps a vehicle for yourself, Gervais.
Yeah,
all right. I'm going to tell you, it's called Ricky Gervais Meat Rations.
Right.
And
I like it already.
You like it already?
Because there's a part in there for me.
Yeah.
Could I play the Ricky Gervais?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
It was originally called, basically, let me just summarize very briefly. I'm not going to tell you all the games, but it's basically recreating the heady days of the war.
Right.
Right.
That's fantastic.
It's beautiful already, isn't it? It's got the nostalgia thing.
I've got a game as well.
But it was originally going to be called Ricky Gervais Fag Rations.
Right.
But apparently cigarettes weren't rationed in the war. So
weren't
it's
they?
Called Meat Rations now.
Excellent.
And I'll tell you some great games. My favourite is, what's it called? To Be Perfectly Anne Frank. It's a great game. It really is. It's a great game where you've got to pretend to be Anne Frank and hide from sort of snooping Nazis.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It's a great game. And there's also, of course, well, let me go into it. There's also Dig for Granny.
Good.
Well, I'll Dig for Victory, if you like. And what happens, you're scavenging through rubble, right?
Can I just say, these are copyright. Anyone trying to rip me off? I mean, I've got the Penis Puppet Theatre.
Yeah.
I've got a stake in this, surely,
haven't
I?
Oh, certainly. Ricky Gervais Meat Rations.
You can have a bit of my Penis Puppet Theatre.
That's lovely.
Yeah? And I've also got a new game that I'll talk about after yours. It's called Tip the Balance. And it's sort of like a game for four, and I'll send it off to Waddington, see what you think. I mean, there's teething problems with
it. Okay, well listen, Gervais, look,
let's play Don't Fear the Reaper.
Let's play that tune.
By Blue Oyster and his cult.
It's a classic.
Yeah, and then we come back and we try and make some money.
Let's make some cash.
And there must be some sort of fun with, like, gas masks.
Yeah.
When you can all put them on and dress up as, like, I don't know, one of the banana splits.
Yeah.
That's the look.
What could that be, gas?
Who's Snork? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, possibly.
So every week there's the real Snork.
Right.
So like, it's like confessions come on. Like, for the, you know, which one snort?
Which one snort?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You've got three, maybe you've got three celebrities.
Yeah, who's the gas mask and the real snork.
That's
so
great.
So you've got someone like Ted Maltzson, he pops one on. You've got Frank Bruno, yeah, and Jilly Cooper.
That's it.
And they put their mask on and like a little outfit, and then the real snork is there, and you've got to ask some questions. Like you get like Bernie Winters and Henry Cooper going, number three, how long have you been in the banana split? And Jilly Cooper goes, oh, about 6 years. Goes, oh, I don't know. I think the banana split's been going longer than that. No, I don't think it's number three. What do you think? And Bernie Winters goes, number one. How did you get the job being in banana splits? And it's from Ted Maltzson going, oh, I am answered Mad Britain the paper. That's not right. They were born. You know what I mean?
And there's Chaz and Dave in the corner just going, na 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 na, yeah!
Yeah, with the real snorks, and they all, the lights go, right, and that one stands up and he sits back down again, and then the real snorks, and the others all take their masks off, and they go, it's lovely, Jilly, what are you doing? Well, I'm appearing, Puss in Boots down in, Brighton, oh, that'd be fantastic.
Wait a minute. What? Jilly Cooper?
I don't know, what does she do? Oh, she's a novelist.
She's a novelist.
Oh, yeah.
Now appearing in Panto. I'm not letting you book the guest.
Oh, God.
But wait a minute. What? I mean, I love your idea.
Yeah.
Who snork.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd, isn't it? How we started off with a kind of wartime nostalgia show. But now we've sort of featured sort of quite bad 70s animal
nothing
things.
Wrong with the, banana splits.
But I like that. That's a good game.
Yeah, okay. That can be like a special feature.
So I'm just going to make a note of it because we've got Dig for Victory, to be perfectly Anne Frank.
Yeah, and who's snork?
Who's snork?
Yeah. Well, I'm full of ideas. I could probably help you on this.
Oh, this is great. Well, what other? Yeah. Maybe we'll come up with some other ideas as we go.
Yeah, we've still got Tip the Balance to go.
But you know, can I just say, I did actually once try and pitch this. When I appeared on Blockbusters?
Yeah.
Well, I obviously met with a producer there, and I said, I got an idea for you.
Have we talked about this on air?
We talked about me on Blockbusters.
Have we?
But not about, my pitching this
thing. No, go on.
And I said to her, sit down. I said, I've got a great idea. And I tried to bid it with me as the star. She said, who are you? Steve's meat rations. She said, why are you in it? I said, oh, I am. Don't worry, I'm the only one who can put it off.
Yeah.
And, she said, right, go on, what is it? And at that time, I had none of the games. All I had was the title. And she went, I like it, yeah, what are the games? I don't know. She said,
oh, if you'd have just said, well, I'll stop you there, love, and just popped a gas mask on and yeah. Said, who am I?
She'd have gone, snork.
No, it's not. I used to write when I was at school.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I didn't watch sort of kids' programmes when I was growing up. I watched sort of crap adult ones. You know what I mean? ITV on the telly from 12 midday through to, like, midnight. And I'd watch all the police series, Police Story, Charlie's Angels, Steve Austin.
And
Teen Knight Rider, yeah. And, I wrote this essay at school once, and I just couldn't stop. And I started serialising it. And every time, I just kept writing, I was sort of like, you know, people were reading it at school. And it was about a cop, a New York cop, who was as hard as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I worked out what his name was. Now, God, this is how television influences me. Because it was one word name, which is his surname. That was the title of the, book, title of the series. And that's what all his friends called him. It was called Jezuk.
Jezuk?
Yeah.
Jezuk.
Yeah, I thought it had a Z and a K and a J. Jezuk.
Jezuk.
Yeah.
It does sound so close to, like, Pillock or Jesse.
Yeah.
Or Nonce.
Nonce. There's no Nonce.
Well, do you know what I mean?
Cross between sort of
Jezuk.
Like Pillock and Jism.
Damn you, Jezuk!
Yeah,
you're off the case.
Give me the badge. Keep the stinking badge. I don't need a badge to be a cop. It was all stuff like that. And he burst. Yeah. And so he'd look at his gun and go, "This is my law."
My God, it's Jezuk! How did he find us?
Jezuk! Yeah, it was great. There'd be shootouts and everything. Fantastic.
Let me just ask: Did he perhaps have a broken marriage? He was hard boiled. He played by his own rules.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Simultaneous with this.
He was a bit of a drunkard as well, had a bit of drink.
No, he didn't drink, oh, no. Good, it was a good looking fella.
But he was letting himself go, he was a bit hard bitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was sort of simultaneous, which was more of a novel. I wasn't serious, I was actually writing a novel and I got like three exercise books, right? It was about this kid, right?
Oh God.
Right, he saw his parents just brutally murdered for no reason by a gang of outlaws, yeah? And he buried his father, and he knelt down on the grave, and he said, looked up, and he goes, "As God is my witness, I will avenge thee." And then he sort of went to the store, and he got loads of bullets, and he practiced, and he was the fastest gun. He was only about 16.
Yeah.
His name was Jody Barnes.
Jody Barnes is all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Have you still got any of those exercise books?
I hope not.
That would be incredible.
The teachers used to sort of like, I must have gone, yeah, it's good. I must have passed around the, he's done another one. Gervais has written another episode of Jezuk. Yeah.
But I say it, seriously, if you brought one of those in and read it out, that'd be weird. I'd be entranced.
Imagine it.
Seriously, that'd be great. Can you, do you think
the ramblings of a twisted 14-year-old brain that only ever watched ITV cop shows.
Do you think your mum might still have some copies of Jezuk?
No.
Was it like sort of, the initial one was like Jezuk, then it was like Jezuk abroad, Jezuk in Paris, Jezuk on safari.
Yeah.
Here comes Jezuk.
My mum.
Return of Jezuk.
I liked that Jezuk. He's a proper man.
Yeah.
He's not like you. But Mum, I invented Jezuk. You're a Nazi. You couldn't be like Jezuk. He's in my mind.
Return of Jezuk. Here comes Jezuk. Son of Jezuk.
Oh, it's fantastic. What if Jezuk met Jodie Barnes? They'd get on. They'd have no quarrels.
They could team up.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. After break, a little bit of Lars.
Teen Jezuk.
This is 5 minutes.
The news. I'm looking forward to the news. You've had a great couple of newscasters the last couple of weeks.
don't piss them off because Jezuk came in here.
Oh my God! He would not stand for it.
He'd arrest the engineer.
He wouldn't stand for it. He'd soon figure out whose fault it was.
Yeah. And he'd get me
Jezuk.
They'd be down the precinct, wouldn't they? Asking a few questions.
Jezuk, you're off the case.
I don't need a stinking badge.
Yeah. I bet Jezuk plays by his own rules, doesn't he?
Of course he does, but they take his gun, his official gun. Not the one on his ankle, though.
Oh, he's got a little ankle gun.
Of course he has!
I didn't expect that from Jezuk.
Yeah, he has to!
Is Jezuk one of those NYPD cops who doesn't have a first name?
Yeah, I'm thinking him now. I think he might be a little bit Latino, maybe.
Oh, really?
Hispanic, I don't know.
Hispanic?
Yeah, Jezuk. Jezuk.
Jezuk,
Czechoslovakian Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jezuk.
Get me Jezuk.
Yeah, Emilio Jezuk.
Emilio Jezuk. That'd be fantastic. So what's the name of the show itself? Is it named after him?
It's called Jezuk.
It's called quite simply Jezuk.
Of course it is. It's called Jezuk, yeah.
And he's an NYPD cop.
When is he going to marry that girl?
Oh, come on.
Make her an honest woman,
for goodness sake.
She's cooked to you again. Christ's sake, Jezuk.
God. But you see, he's hard-boiled, Gervais. He's already had two failed marriages.
I know.
And I'll tell you what it is, it was the fact that he was a cop. Because you bring that stuff home with you.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just leave that at the office, Gervais.
I'm worried about his kid. 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he going off the rails a bit?
He's on the smack.
I don't believe it.
He could have been a great cop. He could have been a football player as well.
Well, of course he was, because he was great in college.
He was great in college, you see.
And now he's hanging out with the wrong people because Jezuk can't give him enough attention.
I know.
And of course, Jezuk's ex-wife, of course, is dead. So he's got a race to get on his own.
Is she?
Is she? Well, she got...
What's she done?
His first wife, the marriage bloke broke up because he was heavy drinking.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the fact that he's a cop.
Yeah, but that's because of the things he has to go through every day of his life.
I know.
Listen, you're facing, look, smackheads coming at you, coked on crack, right?
Oozes, right?
You got to let your hair down in a bar. He killed a young kid.
I know he did.
That kid...
Twice.
Yeah.
His first wife, I think what happened there, Gervais, as far as I'm aware, is that, they got divorced.
Yeah.
But really, they still love each other, don't they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
She's the only one really that stands by.
Well, Jezuk says, well, you know, I can love two people.
Yeah.
And he has done.
Yeah.
Well, I had to cut those scenes out.
And his second wife, she's dead, isn't she? She got killed, didn't she?
Yeah. You know why? He hesitated after he'd killed the young smackhead boy that was coming at him. Had a grenade.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, a grenade, yeah.
And his second wife got caught in the crossfire.
And he thought, he shot him. And that's why he never hesitates again. He just goes in blasting. Sometimes he shuts his eyes.
He just goes in blasting.
Yeah.
What would be the opening credit sequence for Jezuk? Think, what would happen? Would it be Rockford Files style, where he's in the supermarket, you know, buying food and all the sort of it?
I think he'd be, no, I think it would be like split screen. On one bit he'd be turning round in like a mall, like firing. On the other one, he'd be dropping the toast and his wife would be ruffling his hair in the morning. And he'd be going, oh, and he'd sort of like be getting crumbs off it. And
well, it wouldn't be his wife, it would be a lovely lady he'd probably picked up the night before.
No.
Remember that great...
He doesn't do that.
No, he does, because
He does not! He doesn't!
He's estranged from his wife, and his second wife's dead, you idiot.
Yeah, but we established he's got a new one.
He hasn't got a new wife?
He's got a new bird, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, you said wife.
Well, he's faithful to her, though. He doesn't go and pick up floozes.
What?
He doesn't go around with dirty girls.
I always remember from the beginning of Quincy, you know, where he's there and he's doing exactly that, sort of running and jumping over things. And then you see him and you think he's examining a body, because that is what he does.
And he's kissing someone.
No, it pulls out and he's given a woman in a sunbathing outfit, just giving her a massage.
A sunbathing outfit?
Like a lot of
them. Where's Steve lived for that? I did see in yonder a sunbathing outfit. For sure. There was flesh bits in the middle and the rest were polka dot. Boy, that's sunbathing outfit. Sunbathing outfit! That's great!
Well,
birthday suit. There was a girl in the altogether. The altogether. Oh, God. Oh, that's fantastic.
What's wrong with that?
I will pop this rubber thing on, and for sure, I am in a sexual intercourse outfit. Sunbathing outfit.
I can't believe I've embarrassed myself with my use of language when it's invariably yourself, Jimmy.
I know, yeah. Oh dear. You know, we usually have a few beers and we get throughout the show and I get steadily drunk, which is unprofessional. This saved a bit of time, turned up pissed.
You turned up drunk today?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll tell you what.
I'll be honest with you, Gervais. You know, normally if someone gets drunk, their speech begins to slur.
Yeah.
They talk rubbish.
Yeah.
No difference.
No. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
How drunk are you?
I had a little bit of wine.
Did you? Couple of glasses?
It's a lovely- I might get a little bit of melancholy. What about the little baby kangaroos have to crawl all at their mums?
Your mistake?
The tease penguin's probably my greatest invention.
The tease penguin? Can you tell us again? I forget.
Well, it's just a penguin, right? You train, you put it in a lovely little French-made outfit, and it comes in, with sort of breathes fishy breath on you, and slaps you around the face with its flipper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jezuk, obviously.
But it doesn't let you go any further.
No.
That's why it's the tease penguin.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Extra Family Fortunes.
Oh, I can see that on telly myself.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know where you got the idea from.
They just come into my head sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah. Baby Bill was actually in this week with Claire.
Was he?
Lovely, lovely man.
Oh, Baby Bird was it XFM?
He's very nice.
Is he?
He's got a beak and funny little claws.
Oh, Rick.
It made me laugh. It was, my God,
we're desperate.
It used to be an
egg. We're desperate men, Rick, if you've got to resort to that kind of
I called
of
him Baby Bird, he went, I've never been called that before. Which is bizarre.
But the band are called Baby Bird. He's called Steven.
Can you go to turn that down next door?
On the time to a show. Music, aren't
yeah,
they?
It's Emma, it's not on.
That's insane. I can hear a throb from the other room.
Yeah.
Someone's got, this is insane, Gervais. It's like trying to host a radio show.
Yeah. And now he's laughing. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyway, it's
all going to be.
We're going to play a track that you've brought in.
That's right.
Go on, what is it?
It's a fantastic tune by the Grave Diggaz.
Yeah.
Part of the Wu-Tang Clan rap collective. Yeah. Right, it's from their album.
Not to be confused with the Wu-Tang Clan. That's the little shellfish.
Yeah.
That's into rap.
Yeah, that swears a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, terrible, yeah.
The track is-
Got a muscle posse.
The track is beautiful. You've probably heard it on the dance floor, maybe in some indie club.
Yeah.
1-800-SUICIDES.
Yeah.
Now, I would stress, Rick, it has got a bit of bad language.
I know. I mean, I've listened to this twice, and I reckon I've got it off pat. I reckon I'm gonna pull the fader down at just the right places and go, eh. Okay?
Right, you're gonna sort of bleep it out.
And if it goes wrong, so what? You know, that's real. People have a problem with swearing. I don't. Do you?
No.
I mean, I'm doing it because it's rules, and, you know,
the great thing about-
We want to stay on air because, you know, we take our job seriously.
We do.
And, you know, I think we're sorry, excuse my French, bloody good DJs, aren't we?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Rick. Yeah. Let me shake your hand.
Yeah, all right, there we are. Yeah,
a good shaking of a hand there. I love a bit of rap.
That wasn't actually French.
No.
Is it? It's weird, isn't it?
Pardon the French. People always say when they maybe say bollocks.
Excuse my French, but le plume de ma tante. Hey, come on, language. Language. We'll be doing learning a little bit of, foreign language later. I've brought in, Instant Yiddish by Fred, Kogos. I've always wanted to learn Yiddish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nourishnik, foolishness, some glick, some schlimmen, yeah, for better for worse. So I'll teach you a little useless phrase like that, out of the old instant Yiddish book. But first, what was this, gravediggers?
It's gravediggers, they're keeping it real, they're keeping it raw, so there is a bit of bad language.
Yeah, well, mine's raw.
You been keeping it raw?
Yeah, of course I have. Right, I'm gonna have a go at this then.
Alright.
Right.
Don't get
nervous. No, don't, shut up, right, I've got to play this. Shut up then. Don't put me off. I've got to concentrate.
Bleep, bleep it out live.
And I will, yeah, shut up.
Alright, is it going?
Oi.
Okay.
Okay,
take it calm.
Shush.
Take it calm.
Alright.
Wanna die, commit suicide, dial 1-800-SINE-9 line. Far right, yo, it ain't worth it, put a rope around your neck and jerk it.
There's one coming,
I know.
The trick didn't work, your life was fucked up from the first day of birth. After watching Jackie Gleason walk into a precinct, gun down a captain for no reason.
Oh, good work, good work.
Or a drink from the bar, get behind your wheel and crash the car. Like Desert Storm, got bombed for the war. Confront an alligator, let it eat you raw. Back to the function, riding the caboose to hell. Didn't touch the third rail. You fucked up, chicken. Now you just got fried. Cause it's a suicide.
Suicide, it's a suicide.
Right.
You're doing okay, but you're not
out
of the woods yet.
From bastard child, you think? Mom and dad are white and your dog is pink. Maybe a civilian with a tan. But you hate lasagna and the pizza man. Now you stand on the great digger lot. You're singing the blues about the rough life you got. Not, you don't wanna live no more. I guess you're really ready for the graveyard tour. When you get home, just seal up your windows and your doors. Turn the oven on high for about 4 hours. Late, you a blunt, kiss your ass goodbye. You gasp yourself, cause it's a suicide.
Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a
and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around every once in a while.
Six, double stuffed up, playing brave guard. Had the f***ing order to try to enter my graveyard. I'm the resurrector, be my sacrifice. Commit suicide
this
and I'll bring you back to life.
The oh, you're doing well. I don't listen anymore. I don't listen anymore.
No,
no, no, just play it.
Okay.
So a tank can explode. Second one said, that's good, but I could stop it. Put an axe up to his head and then he chopped it.
Course I am.
I tell you, one day, right, that yeah. It's just one of me at the moment, but one yeah. Day there'll be a whole squadron. It'll be like Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god, and you don't actually need anyone else to sort of like breed, do you?
Exactly, we can just reproduce as we are. It'll be like Planet of the Apes, right, there'll be sort of a Charlton Heston figure.
Planet of the Squids.
It'll crash land.
Get your damn dirty tentacle off me.
It'll crash land, yeah, exactly, and there'll just be loads of me crawling around,
yeah.
All identical, literally on horseback.
And they see, like, Bristol Temple meet, and they go, oh my god, they blew it up!
Yeah.
It's back in Bristol with all your, oh no.
Incredible.
There must be an organisation of volunteers or something who, if it's like touch and go, if it's really serious, if you're like clinically depressed about it and you really can't get a woman, they don't want just people turning up who can get girls and saying, oh, I fancy, you know. But in your case, you know, they'll speak to you, they'll see you, and I think, you know, there must be some sort of national health thing or private where you can actually sleep with, I don't know, A voluntary worker.
You know what I mean? So?
Well, yeah, there's
so
people that. Yeah, I know, but there's people that, I don't know, volunteer for geriatric duty, you know, and they're exploding all over the place. They're covered in the stuff, right? There's people that work on leper colonies, right, for, you know, for nothing. There must be someone who will sleep with you out of sympathy. You don't want that. Of course you don't. You don't want that, do you?
Well, let's not be hasty, Rick. I mean, these people, I mean, especially if they need some sort of free publicity, you know, and get a bit of, you know, sort of press and media attention.
Yeah.
I ought to sort of help to publicise their campaign, really.
There's probably an organisation that go, you know, and they go off to, like, strange climes and go on to, like, leper islands and that, and they work with them. Or they can sleep with you. Now, that's got to do the lepers some good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't that be terrible if that was the option, right? And suddenly, volunteers to leper colonies doubled.
It was like going to Torremolinos.
Yeah.
Let me on the bus. Sorry, there's no room on the bus, but you're at the back there.
Yeah.
Going, well, well then here we go.
Here I am then.
Yeah.
I signed up for the lepers.
Yeah.
Licking their wounds. Well, sorry, but...
geriatric duty.
Yeah.
Scraping it
out.
Oh, dear. I heard a song in the week, right? I've heard it before. It's by Ween. And it goes, put your little daisies and make them come up. And I don't know what it's called. 0171-580-2000. I don't know where to look. Push the little daisies and make them come up. It's like that. It is.
Rubbish.
I've been around, going around singing
There's
that.
There's no song with that lyric.
It's
in.
Like that. It goes, push the little daisies and make them
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's what my friends have been saying for the last 4 days.
God, you're really irritating me today.
Like, people will go on going, if you'll be mine, I'll be... Not too annoying. But, after about 10 times, you go, oh, can you sing something else? But when you've heard, push your little daisies and make them come
shut up,
you can get really annoyed.
Yes,
it really
can.
Can, can't it?
Shut up.
Okay, one of those, you and me song.
Push your little
shut up!
Yeah, we've done funny phone calls, haven't we?
We've done some funny phone calls.
Did that one, like Penky, when we phoned up Safeway and said, have you got some cheese? And they said yes. And we showed them, didn't we?
That showed them.
Yeah.
Oh, we've done some crazy crank calls.
Yeah.
Do you want some beer?
Do you want some beer?
Brilliant game.
5 o'clock foreigner.
5 o'clock foreigner.
Yeah.
What else have we done? There's been just too much, haven't there?
The alarm frog. That never got off the ground.
Yeah. Really got going. Got some great ideas.
Tip the balance. That's the last one I've got.
Tip the balance? You haven't explained it.
It's my last. I think it's a little bit in bad taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want that on this show.
No. I mean, I think it's a little bit much.
Really? Is it too much? Is it the most outrageous thing you've ever...
Well, okay. Well, no, look, this is an idea, right?
It's a board game.
I'll send it off to Waddington's when, I'll get, you know. It's 4 simple weights, sort of just like, fulcrum weights, you know, like scales.
Like a little seesaw?
Yeah, a little seesaw. And there's one end is like a bowl, right? The other end is like a kilogram weight.
Right.
And there's 4 of those, so 4 of you sit round, and you've got to, quite simply, tip the balance, right?
So you've got to fill the bowl.
Fill the bowl, yeah.
What, with rice or...?
No.
Household object?
No. Bodily secretions.
Right.
So it's the first, you know...
Maybe you shouldn't tell us about this.
Well, no, because there's simple rules. Anything that comes out of your body is all right, okay? In every form.
Right.
Well, you know...
Anything that comes out of your body,
yeah.
You put that into the bowl and...
Yeah.
Tip the balance.
So, I was thinking, if I said it quieter... It wasn't so bad. I was gonna go, well, it's piss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't work right. Snot. Sick.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say cum, because then I could be spelling it C-O-M-E. Therefore, getting by some of the radio thoroughfares rather sneakily. And spunk, as you said, is like, courage, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like in the Waltons, they go, oh, look, I love your new girlfriend, John Boy, she's full of spunk.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Well, I've been carried away, Dad.
Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
John Boy. Good night.
Thanks, Dad. Right, here's the cure. We'll come back to this. Cure, Charlotte Sometimes, 20 to 6, Ricky Gervais show.
And
Steve.
What have we offered today? Well, we've offered Tip the Balance, the new board game from Waddington's, which involves secreting various bodily fluids into a bowl in order to tip the balance.
Yeah, and then what you do, you go, tip the balance! I can just imagine the front cover was sort of granny, she's stooped. Yeah, she's just not.
She's got trousers down.
Yeah.
She's just, and everyone,
she's missed it. She's missed it completely. They're all laughing.
And the family are there behind her, they're clapping and cheering.
The mother just laughing, doing a dustman's blow.
Yeah.
Right. And the 14-year-old boy, he's got, right, okay.
Well, he's enjoying it the most, let's be honest. but what about if, you know that, bingo is the most popular evening pastime in the country, and there are these huge bingo palaces.
Yeah, that's because they haven't
thousands of seats. Yeah. Imagine if they were all playing Tip the Balance.
The smell.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
God.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. You could have winner stays on.
Yeah.
Because you'd have a disadvantage then, wouldn't you? Well, I'm just,
I imagine in Japan they've already got a TV show like that, I'd imagine.
A kilogram's a lot, though, to get rid of.
Yeah, you've got to have a lot of sputum.
I know, everything, yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. Could you give birth into the bowl?
No. Well, you could, but anything you put in there, you lose.
So
you'd have to be willing to, you could bleed into it and amputate into it, but you can't have it back. Like, you couldn't put a false limb in.
Right.
Because you'd win it there, because that's sort of cheating.
Yeah.
But there is a thing called the fish card, where if you're all out of it, right, you're all strained out, or you've vomited, you've snotted, and that's it, right, and everyone's got, like, you know, 0.8 kilograms in theirs, you can go, fish card, right, and you can take someone else's bowl and pour it into yours, but you got to pour it via your mouth.
Right.
So you take a big glug of that, and you do it, and you win.
You've thought this through, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've played this, haven't you?
No, I haven't played it. I haven't got the equipment.
Right.
Yeah. Jeff Buckley, everybody here wants you. Wow. Nearly end of the show with it, isn't it?
I can't even be bothered to criticise you.
It's not worth it, is it?
Your use of language anymore.
I know, yeah.
So late in the day, I mean, you're not going to master it at the age of, what, 45, however old you are. You know, I mentioned, I guess we could call it Freak Show or something like that.
Yeah.
Where celebrities with deformities come on.
That was Nigel's from Tottenham.
Nigel in Tottenham came up with the idea.
The most deformed. What would you put forward as your most deformed bit?
Well, luckily, sucking my most deformed bit would be curiously enjoyable for me. anyway, I asked for a few more celebrities who've got deformities, and various people have called in. Jez in East Barnet mentioned John Thor, who of course...
What's up with him?
Well, John's left leg, I think, is shorter than his right. He always sort of hobbles a bit as he walks.
You have to suck the whole of the left leg?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's...
Say that again, Lewis. Well, I was just saying, size that, like the fat bird in the opera. Yes, I know who it is now. What, because I said, no, nothing to do with it. I just saw him do it. I just forgot and I was pissed. Yeah, go on.
Paul Daniels, apparently one arm is shorter than the other.
Can I just say, the head?
True enough. Yeah, Debbie McGee could come on and just bring Paul. deformed.
Yeah, under her arm.
Object. Yeah. That's from Tony Namersham. We've also had Ian Jury. Someone's mentioned that. Says that Ian Jury...
His left side, yeah.
Really? Did he have a stroke or something? Polio.
Polio, wasn't it? Yeah.
So his left side. And Anthea Turner, apparently she lost the middle three of her toes or something in a sort of horrible accident. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, yeah, Anthea Turner, be great. Just get her on anyway.
She lost... what?
Well, I don't think it can be true, to be honest. It says that she's only got two toes on one of her feet because she lost the other three in a flymo accident.
Oh my god.
But I don't know if that's true. That's
so it's when you used to go to school and say someone, had a fight with the lawnmower.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, yeah. No, I meant your hair, love. No, look at me toes. Oh!
Yeah. Exactly. So, so celebrities...
What would you suck? Would you suck the gap, or would you suck the toes that flew off in the garden?
I really haven't thought about it.
Well, why not?
I haven't really given it much thought to it, to be honest.
That's what we were, Steve, just satellites.
Just satellites orbiting around in the mighty space station of XFM. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I didn't think that you could carry that much further.
No. Still, that's the end, you know, no more cheap knob gags on a Sunday afternoon.
No.
No more sort of swearing.
Smut on the radio, breaking every radio authority that there ever was.
Yeah.
Good times, eh?
We've had a few laughs, a few tears.